World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from one of our Canadian studios, here's Leon Fontaine.
Hey everybody, welcome. It's so good to have you with me today. Boy, for the next 22 minutes, I want you to dive with me. Shut off the stuff that's around you and let's dive into something that will rock your world and get your faith to become precious, which means working and active and getting results. So many Christians have talked to me about, yeah, the faith thing, I can't get it to work because they don't understand these next four verses in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. They rocked my world. They changed my life. And it's just awesome because Holy Spirit wrote these through Peter. And so the first verse we've talked about for in the last session, I want to encourage you to get session one, because we talked about why your faith is precious, which means, see, if something is precious, it works. If you've got a car that doesn't work, it's not precious. It's like a piece of junk. You got kicked it and you're mad at it and you're banging on this. It doesn't work. But when faith works, it becomes precious. And the way we have this precious faith, and I've obtained it, is through the righteousness of God. So righteousness is a gift to us, and we talked about that. That's in verse 1. Now, as we go on, then it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. If you want to know what God is like, you need to look at Jesus. The four Gospels, the historic Jesus, gives us a picture of the character, the emotional makeup, what God is like, who he is. Just look at Jesus. God with us, Emmanuel, the Bible says. But it says here that grace and peace are multiplied through the knowledge of God. Now, in our world, a lot of people say, well, if you know, what you don't know can't hurt you. That is so wrong. In the church today, people don't want to dive in and meditate and learn and speak and confess the Word of God. And because of that, they've never been able to get their precious faith to be constant. It should work in every prayer. It should work on everything that you say and do. It's precious. Precious means it works. So when it says here that we need knowledge, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. I know people everywhere that if they gain one more piece of knowledge, they could save their business. I know a ton of married people. If they would gain one little bit of knowledge about marriage, read one book, their spouse would give them a reprieve and work with them on it. But what they don't know about marriage or men or women or the Word, it's just, if you don't know something, you can't change it. And so knowledge is crucial. And it says here that something in your life multiplies when you gain knowledge. And the knowledge is about Jesus. It's about what he did on the cross. See, a lot of people think because they know the historical Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that they know Jesus. No, you don't know him and what he's done for us from the perspective of salvation until you understand the cross. What did he go to the cross about? And then you begin to recognize that the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, 8, 9, and 10, that the word of God must be in your mouth and in your heart. That you've got to believe on him. And you have to believe, it says, that he was raised from the dead. Why is that one little line in there? Because until you understand that Jesus, while he went to hell in our place, used his faith, and when he had paid enough of the price, he took the curse, he became sin, he rose up out of that place, and he was resurrected. And this resurrection life, we've got to believe on it, because that's what causes you and I to become new creations. Jesus was the first born again person, the first begotten one. He became sin. The Bible says that God turned his head. Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because when he became sin for the whole world, for every generation, You know, God turned his head as he became that sacrifice. Oh, it's a picture. It makes you just fall in love with Jesus. So as you grow in this knowledge, and I want to challenge you, you know, get a hold of the Miracle Channel and go to the website in Springs Church and that I pastor and get a hold of these messages and just learn and grow in the knowledge of God. Because I'm meeting people who've been reading the Bible for 20, 30, 40, 50 years and they think they got it all figured out, but nothing works for them. Listen, if you can't get the car working, you're not that great a mechanic. If you can, then good, you got some results. Let's get back in and learn. So, grace is multiplied as you grow in understanding and knowing Jesus. Now, what is grace? It's his unearned favor. It's his undeserved favor. But if I say to you, hey, I'm going to do a favor for you, your next question is going to be, what favor? Did you know that God's grace is his ability that comes to you as a favor? His ability in your emotions, his ability in your marriage, his ability in all that you put your hands to, raising kids, being a supernatural person, that this ability comes to you as a favor. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to be good enough. In fact, at your lowest point as a Christian, if you've really messed up, you can say, Jesus, I thank you for your grace, your undeserved favor, and this ability will rise up inside of you. What I love is that it's multiplied. Now, when you 3 + 33 = 30, addition is just 10 plus 10 is 20, but 10 times 10. Now, that's 100. When you get into multiplying, you have this aggressive growth. When you begin to grow in the knowledge of what Jesus did on the cross, and you get to know him, this grace, his ability in your life, just explodes. It multiplies. And at the same time, this peace multiplies. I'll often talk to people, and they say, oh, I know the Word. I've been in the Word all my life. And as they talk, I can sense there's no peace in them. They're worried and fearful and trying to earn it. And I said, listen, something's wrong. You haven't grown in the correct knowledge of Jesus and what he did on the cross for you, because there's no peace in your life. You see, peace is the umpire of my life. And that when I don't have peace, I'm either kind of getting off direction or I haven't spent time with him. Because I can have peace multiplied in my life by spending time in his word, because that's where I get the knowledge of Jesus and what he did on the cross and the knowledge of all of his principles, etc.
Do you want to do more than just exist or barely get by? Do you feel unworthy to walk in the power and authority you have in Christ? As a Christian, you have the ability to walk in faith. You just need to learn how. In this series, Supercharge Your Faith, Leon unpacks the forgotten basics of faith. You'll begin to gain an unshakable confidence in your rights as a believer and will discover the truth about how to build your faith. Start walking in power and rise above every storm with confidence.
Hey everybody, giving is such an act of love and confidence. And I'd love to have you join the family around us giving and financing this program. For a gift of $30 or more, I want to send you this series on Supercharge Your Faith, the things I've learned that have changed my world.
Get your copy of Supercharge Your Faith today.
First thing we talked about was how to make your precious faith work by understanding righteousness. Now I'm saying that you ought to literally have the grace of God in such evidence in your life that people go, oh my. The other day, a brother in Christ and I were talking, and you know, he's working with me in television, and he's just a brilliant man. He looked at me and goes, you know what, I got to tell you, it's like the favor of God is on you. Every time we go somewhere, new doors are opening, new relationships are there. He says, man, there's favor on your life. And I said, amen, yes, we need to believe it because his favor is for everyone. But you'll notice that there are things we can do to increase this unearned favor. And you're not earning it, you're basically believing in it. See, what you don't believe doesn't impact you. If I don't believe my wife loves me, then she can do anything in her power to show her love. But because I don't believe it, I don't feel it, I don't receive it. As you believe who Jesus is and what he has done, your world changes. Peace erupts in your life. You're not worried about world events. You're not worried about all the negative stuff that people are talking about the end times who don't even get it. Boy, the last days are going to be the most triumphant days the church has ever seen. But then I guess those who don't believe it, yeah, it'll be a mess for them. But we're going to be getting the harvest off like in stunning ways. We're going to be rising up. The Bible says we're the church of Jesus Christ without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back for a victorious church. We're going to make his enemies his footstool. I mean, this is going to be some stunning things. And yes, stuff around this is going to become more and more evil. That's the way people are who don't know Jesus or even want Jesus. But if you want peace multiplied in your life, it's through knowledge. And if you're not spending time in the Word, if you're not talking with Jesus each day, how can you get peace multiplied? And I know many Christians who are struggling like the world. In fact, the amount of people who are in fear and stress, depression, anxious about all these things. I meet these Christians and they say, how do you do it? How do you do it? I said, do what? How come you're just so peaceful and confident? I'm not, but Jesus is. And so it's his peace that I get multiplied in my life. It's his grace, his ability, his free favor. That's what I get multiplied in my life because I don't have it on my own. And they go, well, how do you do that? I just spend time with him and I'm continually growing in the knowledge of Jesus. And I'm speaking to somebody right now. You go ahead. You phone every prayer line, every person on TV. Pray, I need peace. You don't get peace by praying for it. You get peace by growing in the knowledge of Jesus. And then it comes to you multiplied. Oh, I need the grace of God. You don't get grace by praying for it. It says grace is multiplied as you learn about it. Know what it is, how it works, that you just start believing in it. It's free. It doesn't say pray for it, fast for it. It says that it is yours through the knowledge of Jesus. And yet how many preachers today, and I listen to a lot of, we've got a television, of course, network, you're watching the Miracle Channel. And many of the award-winning pastors that are the most successful in the, you know, they will give you kind of a message from the Old Testament, 3 points out of David and Goliath, which I do too. You know, points on Daniel and all these beautiful principles to rise up. But I've got news for you. All of that will not stay and work for you until you understand Jesus. It is Jesus that is the absolute cornerstone. It is Jesus that you must grow in the knowledge of, which means grow in the Word and grow in getting to know him, a relationship. He is the Word. The Word is him. And until you begin to just treasure knowing Jesus, grace and peace won't be multiplied in your life. What is ahead of me is way bigger than anything I could do with my own talents. As Sally and I, my wife, and all of our family, and all the families around us in the Miracle Channel and Springs Church, as we see the vision that God's laid before us, if we don't have the peace of God and the ability of God to do it, I think it'll give you a brain cramp. It would just make you quit right now because that is impossible. Every believer on the planet has a destiny, a future, that when it comes to your relationships, your generations, your career, your influence on this planet, where God has you in the paths that he's prepared ahead of time, Ephesians 2:10 says, is something you don't have the ability on your own. It's far beyond anything that you could ask, imagine, dream. That's what he's prepared for every person who makes Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior. And so my challenge to you today is make sure that every day as you spend time with Jesus and getting to know him, grace and peace just gets multiplied in your life. Teach that to your children. Get into a life-giving church. You know, I don't believe in the organizations of church that are out there. Because if it's not Jesus-centered life-giving, then you're wasting your time attending it. Go find a life-giving church where Jesus is raised up. Not the guy speaking or the girl speaking or something else. But, you know, as you know, John the Baptist, I think it was said, I must decrease, he must increase. In churches and ministries, we must lift up Jesus. It's the only hope for the world today. As you go on in these promises, then the last part of verses, and by the way, we are in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. So we're talking about knowing Jesus and knowing the Word, because this is powerful. Then it goes on to say, according as his divine power hath given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. 99% of what people pray about when they talk to me, they've already been given. They've already got it. It's already been given to them. They own it. It is in their spiritual bank account. You know, it's theirs, because it says, according as his divine power hath given. There is the power of God has given you every miracle you will ever need to live victorious has already been given to you. And it says that through the knowledge of Jesus is where, again, you're going to understand this. So to know about what Jesus did on the cross, how final, how powerful. You know, we all wear crosses. I mean, I wear a cross. I got one around my neck and I love it. But, you know, and we still don't get the cross. The defining moment is the cross, the resurrection. It's Jesus. When you begin to understand this, you radically change. So divine power has been given to you, and everything that you can find in the promises of God, Jesus has won for you. The Bible says that every promise in the Old Testament has an if. If my people who are called by name will do it, I will do that. Because the deal is between you and God. In the New Covenant, the deal is between Jesus, the Son of Man, and God. And Jesus represents the human race, like Adam represented the human race in the fall. And so because of Jesus, and once I have knowledge of Jesus, I recognize that every promise in the Bible I am qualified for because Jesus qualified me. Then it says here after this, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you can be a partaker of the divine nature, the divine life, divine emotions, divine living, divine health, divine incomes, divine friendships, divine generations, the divine nature. And it says, and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. I'm going to end by just sharing this with you. Every promise in the Bible, Jesus qualified you for. If the promise was made to the Jews, if it was made to Abraham, it doesn't matter. We are now considered Abraham's seed. And every promise that he made to any people in the Bible, okay, that promise now has been qualified for you on healing, in the area of succeeding, prospering, in the area of raising your kids. The Bible says that your children will be like olive trees planted around you, that they're all coming back if they've gone away from the things of God, that your generation shall be blessed. I look at my grandkids and I just know they're going to be blessed. They're going to go further, do better. I look at my kids and who they've married and I just know they're going to do everything better than I ever could have done. They're going to stand on my shoulders and take their kids further, and my great-grandkids and my great-great-grandkids, that this family is so blessed. And did you know that when you look at the Bible, one man can believe God like Abraham, and what he believes goes on. Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, generations were blessed because of Abraham's faith. And I've decided I'm going to believe God, and my kids and their spouses and all the grandkids and the great-grandkids. There's such a blessing on them that they're going to know Jesus, desire Jesus. We're going to live that way. We're going to pass these principles on. We're going to celebrate Jesus so that not only is that blessing there, but we're going to show them how to love him, to know what his word is. And my challenge to you is, if you do not focus on this, that things will begin to be corrupted. Oh, you can have great times in your marriage and then it starts getting corrupted. You can have great times in your family and then it's like the enemy comes in and he starts to corrupt what your kids think, what's going on in their marriages, finances. Well, the Bible says if we know the Word of God in Ephesians 6 verses 10 and on, that all of those pieces of armor, once you have this knowledge of Jesus, the armor's on. When you have a knowledge of his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension to the right hand of the Father, as you dive in and learn these things in the new covenant, okay? Hebrews is a great book to start reading for that, and of every promise, I mean, all of the epistles. But you literally are going to be, you are a partaker of this divine nature. Your prayers don't need to be begging God for healing, prosperity, for peace, that your enemies can be stopped. All of those have already been given to you. What you need to do is praise him and declare, every mouth that rises against me, I put it down in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I want to thank you. 1,000 will fall at my side. 10,000 at my right hand. And it can be from plagues or war or anything, but it's not coming near me. These promises, when you understand these first four verses here, when you begin to dive into this, and there's a confidence that rises up that'll affect your spouse, your kids, your generations, everything around you, even the people trying to do business with you. And if you're a minister of the gospel, it's amazing the growth as people hear truth and it touches their heart. I mean, sometimes as pastors and lead and ministers, we're preaching candy to an already diabetic crowd, that they don't want some shallow little stuff. Dive in and give them Jesus. Dive in and help them with an identity as to who they are in Christ. These four verses are stunning. This is such so powerful as to who we are in this new covenant. What's been given to us is exceedingly awesome, precious promises. Now, through these promises, you have literally a schematic, a map as to what you can escape from. And all of God's promises are dealing with health. They deal with finances. They deal with your mind. They deal with your relationships. They deal with your relationship with God and how weak the enemy is. The promises of God is what you can see in the Bible. And as you believe them, you walk out this divine nature. Jesus is in your spirit. When you give your life to Jesus, he's in your recreated spirit. But now, renew your mind with the word. Make your body a living sacrifice. Just declare, my body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. It is healthy. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, it quickens my mortal body. It destroys disease, every sickness, bacteria, virus. Nothing can by any means hurt me. These verses will come out of you with such power when you understand these four verses here. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. So my challenge to you, read these over and over and begin to declare that the divine power's been given to me. I know Jesus and I'm growing in my knowledge of Jesus. I've been given precious promises. I've escaped the corruption that tries to take out my marriage, my health, my mind, my kids, my businesses. Read these four verses. I can teach you on them, but you have to absorb them, marinate in them, speak them, mutter them, connect to them. And when you do, something's going to change on the inside of you. We love you. Have a great day. I pray these two messages, go over them, listen to them each, probably 10 times, this one and the one just before it. God bless you. I hope that as you hear God's word, something on the inside of you begins to grow and be strong. When you hear the word of God, it should never make you fearful. God's word and his spirit will never make you worried or anxious. If you read or hear a preacher that it causes anxiety and fear and worry, it's the wrong spirit. Even if he's quoting and reading the word, his doctrine might even be okay, but it's the spirit that is behind it. The Bible says we don't have a spirit of fear. We have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. And as you continue to find the messages that we are teaching here and all the teachings, I want you to know, let the Word of God come in and renew your mind. And then as your mind begins to focus on the principles of God's Word, who you are, who Jesus is, who God is, who the devil is, and then what you can do, what your legal rights are, does it mean when you are in Christ, you are in Him? That's your legal rights. But then Christ is in you. Not only now it's not just the legal rights, it's the abilities that you have. And this is the beauty of when you begin to know the new covenant, you'd better understand that it is all anchored around this teaching of His death, His burial, His resurrection, and His seated at the right hand of the Father. As you hear His word, it's going to change you. And you're going to realize that not only is there a legal side to my following Christ, this legal authority I now have, but also Christ is in me, which means there's an authority, that there's a power that flows out of me. I pray that you'll keep following and learning and growing. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, pray this powerful prayer that only you can pray for yourself right now. It goes like this. Just say, Jesus, I choose to trust you. I'm going to follow you. I choose to make you my Lord, my Savior, come into my heart, my life. From today and on, I'm following you. Teach me your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. You just started the most exciting journey. Keep following the program.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching The Spirit Contemporary Life with Leon Fontaine. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource.